Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Ladies Night. This is Lauren and Shannon, aka just Lauren, and Miss Neek and Neek and Lex here. Started out with the full house this week, or this today, but luckily two of them went to bed. Not luckily, but luckily for Miss Neek.
Luckily.
Because she is now scot-free. Malik and Mari have gone to bed. We still have baby tea.
I did not play it by my bed.
I know, right? Listen, if I was at home, Hunter would either be in bed or doing something else.
Yeah, if we were home, Terrence definitely would have been sleeping. He was sleeping by this time last night.
But that's okay. Sacrifices to talk shit and talk to you guys. So we are here having Ladies Night, and this is a true Ladies Night tonight. We don't have a specific topic. We are just kind of hanging out and just, you know. It was a nice summer breeze, right? Shooting the breeze, just discussing. First of all, Insecure, because the episode did come on. It's Tuesday, so it came on Sunday night. What did you guys say of Insecure this week? It was kind of a slow episode for me. So I don't have a whole lot to say.
I think it was really relatable in the big things and the small things. Like her really messing up with Daniel. After that happened, I was like, Issa is messing up. I thought the cuss word, but she's messing up. And then when she was in the car and she was on Tinder and she got the pizza pick and she wrecked her car.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, she was definitely.
Right before she wrecked her car, when they pressed the horn to her, she was like, "Where you gotta be? You know how you be when somebody pressed the horn and she was like, where you gotta go?"
Right.
I am Daniel.
Oh yes,
he's fine. Elon Noel is fine. I was so happy in the beginning of the episode because I was thinking, how's she at? And then when he opened the door, I said, yeah.
Right.
I was like, oh, he's the best. No,
I didn't think she was really there at first. I thought it was
a dream.
I thought it was like her little thing where she'd be like, not really
spacing
there,
that.
But
I was like thinking what she would like to happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was so glad when that was for real, real. I also like seeing her and her little hotation because, like, thank God,
hotation.
She called it a hotation. She said, I have my hotation.
Oh, I'm nothing out of
She got Daniel, she still has neighbor bae, and she was still,
she needs to leave neighbor bae in his house.
You know,
neighbor bae.
I looked in the
neighbor show. Neighbor bae had me cracking up with the sketch I'm talking about. Oh, you boy. Send me a video.
Yeah,
I was wondering, why did she just go in the stall like that too? Why did she just not do
She's
that?
She's just so awkward. Her awkwardness hurts me.
But it's so funny.
So what about her and the coworker? What do y'all think about the coworker being upset about the Hispanic and Issa just kind of letting it fall by the wayside?
Well, I have to say I do agree with Frida because it is like being hypocritical, because at the end of the day it's still letting people being discriminatory and not saying that, of course, like we know how it feels, so it's like, why do that to another race, another minority who also gets discriminated against?
Right,
like we do. But yeah, I was like, well, at least what I get from Frida is she's truly down for everybody. She want everybody to flourish.
I can't find attention.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's a tough situation. I feel like to be in for Issa. I feel like the Frida is right, and I would probably acknowledge that she is right. I don't know if I'm gonna brush her off. I would at least try to do something or try to bring more Latino kids or something.
You know? Much fun.
Yeah, and when all the kids came to the library, I felt like they were just there because it was the cool thing to do. They weren't really there to benefit from the program.
Right.
What do you say? Listen, we got your thing.
Right.
And then they took the food. I would have been whooping some tail.
This is true. But this is kids do. But they should all be allowed to do it. Or all be there to steal the food.
Yeah. But it's funny that the Hispanics stole the food and the black kids actually went to the program, you know, they stayed and interacted with them. And it might have been a social thing for them, but they didn't steal food or anything.
That's very true. What did you guys think about Molly's, like, parents and the whole thing about, like, the fairy tale? Because I feel like everybody always looks to. I'm like, everybody always looks to the older generation. And say, that's what I. They've been together for 50 years, and you don't see that no more, blah, blah, blah. So to find out that they had problems,
Like, what do you guys think about all that? In her reaction, I thought
she blew. Yeah, she blew that so out of proportion. Like, I get it. You're gonna be shocked because you never think your dad would cheat. She
How said, do you not assume?
Because she was like, she said something like, here I am trying to find a man like my dad, and then come to find out he ain't perfect either. So I think for her, it's because they were the only example she had to love. So then to find out, dang, my own parents ain't even got it together. Now I'm thinking this is, so like, I get why she was shy, but she blew it about all this fake stuff. And I was like, girl, it was one time. It happened a long time ago.
And they're still married.
And I got to, like, and you stayed? I'm like, it was one time. And they worked through it. That's a part of marriage.
Right? And I just feel like, if I found that out in my 30s, my parents, 30s, my parents were through it, and they were together, they were happy, I would just be like, that would give me a new respect for them.
Yeah.
I would be like, damn, they really
would. I would have been like, you stayed? I would have been like, you stayed?
I'd be like, mom's a real G.
Yeah.
Because she handled that shit. And I'd be like, daddy is a real man, but obviously got it right, got it together to make her stay. You know, I wouldn't have, like, I don't know.
My stepdad cheated on my mom, and I was so upset. But, yeah, I guess it really ain't my business. I don't know.
I mean, that too. Shit.
Yeah.
You are a product of the marriage. You are not the marriage. Mm-hmm. Or in the marriage, you know?
Exactly. And I feel like, I'm not surprised that he cheated. I mean,
that's what I'm saying too. Like, if I'm married to my 35 years, I'm gonna pray and hope that they've never cheated. At the same time, I'll be like, I'm not gonna stress myself. But I'll be like, you know, nothing's ever come to me, but it's been 35 years of marriage, so I don't know.
I mean, and I hate to say, I really do feel like everybody cheats at some point. You know, you might be married twice and you may have cheated in your first marriage, so you're not gonna do it in your second marriage, but still, at some point, you make the mistake.
Yeah.
I would say, like,
now don't disrespect me.
Right.
Okay.
I would say my mom had, I know, I wrote, like, kind of like said, I'd be one of marriage that lasts like 50, 60 years. But, like, well, something my mom told me is, like, you have to be careful what you're wishing for when you say that. Because don't think them 50, 60 years was all flowers and daisies and rainbows. Like, they went through some stuff to get through them 50, 60 years. You know? And it's really a matter of, can you build that trust up when you do stuff wrong, or when you hit those rough patches where you're not happy, or you're not, or you're feeling bored, or in a rut, or you are thinking about tiptoeing out because, you know, there's the grass is looking greener on the other side. Like, it takes some willpower and some work to get through those type of marriages. So, I think we should definitely look to the older generation on how to get through those marriages.
Yeah.
But understand, it ain't all
right.
It ain't all happy times.
And I was only laughing because you said those type of marriages, and that made me think of open marriages that Dro had. So I'm just like, is it easy to get through problems when you go fuck somebody else?
That's
like
a good question.
What is that, bring a whole other set of problems? Because you're like, we didn't wrote this up together. Here
that's
I'm
a good question. Like, well, you know, Monique and her husband, Cindy, are in an open marriage. Or I don't know if they are anymore, but at one point they were. And I saw an interview. They were on this show called The Preachers, I believe, or something like that. And they were talking about it. Mm-hmm. And the thing about their history is they went way, way back. Like, I think middle school, high school or something. So, like, they know each other all their lives. And so their whole thing is just the open and honesty communication, and she was more like, well, I mean, I love my husband, but I can't sit here and say that I don't be fantasizing about some fine other tall chocolate drink of water out here. Look, niggas said, look,
I wish my man would say that to me.
I mean, but she said that to her husband,
but yeah, but that's her being
and
honest.
That's their dynamic in their relationship. Right.
And just because I see other men think they're attractive. You know, I might be married just because I look at Ike's older with his shirt off and be like, Lord Jesus. Don't mean that I want to. I mean, I don't know how to write this.
Yeah,
but
go ahead. But she said, like, at the end of it, she's like, it's them being that, like, they be honest with each other. They set rules. Which reminds me, I thought in other instances, it don't always work. Like, have you ever seen Love by the 10th Date? That Lifetime movie that made you good? Was in Carrie Hilson was with he's Sonny from A Dia Goes to Jail. Christian Keys with the cross, the fine light skinned man. They're in an open marriage, and so some things that came up, and it was like they would do threesomes, you know, like whatever, but or you know, or have their own little, you know, flings or whatever. But something that was interesting was when she wanted to add a third as a guy, he was like, "Oh, I ain't knowing that." She was like, "Well, you like it when it's two of girls?" He said, "I do like the idea of two girls." She's like, "Well, what if I like the idea of two men picking me?" Damn. And he's like, "Well, you're going to have to find a husband that's okay with that." And in today's society, that's considered, again, double standard, a train. But she's like, "No, I just want two men pleasing me. Like, it's not like they're the only ones getting pleasure out of this. They're catering to me and my needs."
It's their ego.
But yeah,
they're nasty.
It's
enough
the ego,
to do it,
and
they
do
it. But it's their ego. They want to feel like a
man. Yeah, because it's like, oh, wait a minute, hold up, another man pleasing you better than I can, or that, and that's why I'm like, I could never do it because I know I'm selfish, and ain't no other woman about to come up in my bedroom and in my house where I'm the queen and think she gonna do my husband better than I do. Oh no, 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 no. Listen here, man, you're a guest. And I know. I run this. So if you think this is your chance,
you are silly. See, I don't know. I feel like I'll be open to a threesome. Which I used to think I would have in my marriage, but now that I've like given it thought, I probably won't have in my marriage. But my thing is, it's not even about the guy, it's more about my pleasure for me, just because I feel like there are certain women that I find attractive, and you know, I like if I really like a guy and I'll be like, hey, you know. He's fine. I like what you got. I like what she got. Let's put it all together and see what kind of situation can make it happen, you know? So it would be more for me. But at the same time, I don't feel like I could be out fucked by another woman either. Mm-hmm. If it's my man, it was just,
yeah.
If it's your man and I'm the third wheel, which I probably never do that.
I'm
gonna let you have it, girl.
And that's it.
You go hard.
I can't do the traditional third wheel. I just know I'm sorry. I can't get no sushi and no sushi coming my way. But I would love to have two fine chocolate bearded men pleasing me all the way. Y'all gonna think I'm an AKA for that.
Exactly. And, so,
and that's unfortunate.
And
I just
want to
get mine. Like, what's wrong?
I was just saying, I have a friend that had said if she could drug two guys, she would let them run a train on her face and forget because she doesn't have a reputation. But I think she's a person that loves sex. Like, she loves just fucking. Like, I don't know how to describe it. She's just like a sex connoisseur. So I can see why she would want to fuck two guys at once. Because she wants the two men pleasing her, but it's the double standard.
That's not how it's going to be looked at, and that's what I don't like about it. It's like, what? So I'm like, the man can exert his manhood and dominance and have two women all over him and do it.
Right.
But if I want to have my sexual prowess come out and have two men at my beck and call, I can't do that.
I've been talking to one of my guy friends about that, and we go back and forth so hard about it because he's so passionate about. He says it's a nature thing, like men in nature have multiple women because they need to keep the species alive or whatever.
Right.
But I'm just like, we can think beyond that.
Right.
But even
men can think.
But even with those, because like with the lion, if y'all, because of course when we were kids, we didn't catch this in Lion King. But we all know technically Nala and Simba are brother and sister because of how the prize works. But everybody knew that Sarabi was the HBIC. Didn't nobody come for Sarabi's place? Didn't nobody step out of line? Everyone knew their role. And it was strictly for the pride to be present. But everybody knew Sarabi was Mufasa's main thing. And everybody knew Nala was Simba's main thing. And they played their roles nice. So that's my whole thing.
Not Mufasa was putting dick down all over the prize. Yeah. I wasn't ready to think about
because
it like
if
that.
You, because that's how, because there's only one half of
it.
Right, but I was not ready to think in those terms.
That's the same thing
you
said.
Whatever.
I mean,
sure,
great, whatever.
Excuse me.
Right.
Yeah, this is how they do it in the prize, but we ain't got to use it in this case. Y'all men just don't want us women to be great.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Y'all ain't trying to have us experience enjoying euphoria that's off you.
Which personally, I don't want to. I don't know if I would enjoy like DP and all that, but I would like that two men wait on my bacon call. You know, well, I'm not even going to go into detail.
That's a whole nother time and place for another episode.
Right. There's certain things in movies that two women can do to a guy, but I just want to see if maybe two guys can fight over me in the same way. But anyway, moving right along. How's everybody's week going so far?
It's going good. Actually, it's really not. I sat there and lied that quick. But it's been a rough start so far. But I'm just going to keep thinking positively and not let it get me down.
I feel you. That's what you, that's like, that's the key. And I say this being a person that sometimes gets down, but I feel like that's the key to getting out of the situation and creating more positivity in your life. Mm-hmm. If you speak positive things into existence and just try to stay ahead of the negativity.
Yeah, my car broke down. So I've been driving my dad's car. And then today his car broke down and I was so upset. But instead of getting all mad, I just wrote a list of everything that I was thankful for and all the good stuff that happened to me that day.
Girl, you better meet somebody that's in a situation and not be in the car crying.
And girl,
oh, I was fine.
I would have been crying.
And going, why, Lord?
Why? It's hot as hell out here and my car got to stop.
And that was one thing that I was thankful for. It was not too hot.
It was a very windy day.
My kids were not going crazy. They started to at the end because they were a little sleepy, but... You know, little things like that. They didn't act crazy when I had to go to the bed and use the phone. You know.
Right. It's always a blessing when your kids are there too. The Lord Jesus, that be everything can be going wrong and it's not their fault. But the minute they start acting foolish, it's just like, come on now.
Right.
You're adding fuel to this fire and it's not gonna end well for you, buddy.
And you don't wanna snap at them. It's hard. Morning is hard. I cried at the doctor's office today. I mean, I was late. I was 30 minutes late because the car broke down and I was still trying to get there. And I was like, I'm going to be 10 minutes late. I knew I was lying. So I had to call him back and tell. I was like, I'm almost there. I just wanted to know if they were going to wait for me or if I should just turn around and go home. And she went and asked them. And she's like, we'll see you guys in a minute when you get here. And I was like, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is a blessing. Usually doctor's office be like, 15 minutes. Not even 15, right. Like 10.
And I made the doctor's appointment today because my daughter was sick. So it's been a crappy start to my week, but I'm thankful for the little things. I'm glad the doctor got to see her. I'm glad we know what's wrong with her. All that good stuff. So.
And thank God it's only Tuesday. We still got the rest of the week to turn it around. That's a blessing too.
Yeah.
Let's how has your week? Then I know we just saw each other. What was that, Sunday?
Yes. So far, it's going okay. I am in the midst of some things I prayed about on Sunday. I had my quiet time with the Lord. Hallelujah.
We all need
sometimes it. Sometimes you just need that quiet time with God where you just got to just let everything out. I'm just hoping to see some things. Just see God move, so I'm possibly trying to see if I should be changing jobs or not. But the good thing is I have a good lead on another job, so y'all just keep me in prayers, and hopefully, you know, if this is the opportunity for me, it's a better opportunity. And by all means, let's hope I get it. But at the same time, just, you know, just trying to hold out till we get, you know, just try to hold out till it comes.
Right, I feel that.
Yeah, but other than that, I got my baby back yesterday. He's been with his dad the last couple of weeks in the time over there. And he just made me so happy that she helped and have him home. You know, you appreciate the peace and quiet, but then when the man comes back, you be like, oh, you're back.
Like, you get antsy, like you just go, girl, just
that's what I thought. I would be looking at his picture on my phone, but okay, I gotta stop. I'll be getting all the good.
Right, baby.
I went to Atlanta when Malik was 4 months old, and I was in the club looking at his pictures. I was like, y'all, look at my baby.
Not in the club looking at his pictures.
Yeah.
No, that's how I just be at home. I'd be like, I hope you be missing me. And yes, since he's walking now, yes, my baby is walking now, everybody.
Yay, baby.
Milestone. He would walk up to me if I was like sitting on the ground and just give me big hugs. Just kept giving me hugs and looking at me with just so much love in his eyes. I was just like, I missed you.
I miss you so much.
Now, last night he kept waking up. We ain't getting up too much sleep. That's what I don't miss.
Right.
Okay. I did miss my baby. I really did.
How's your week been so far?
My week has been okay. I am like back in the process of looking for a new job. I told myself I was done working my job, but here I am trying to go back, which I really don't want to, but I don't know. I'm just trying to do a lot of things with a little bit of money.
Yeah.
So I need more money.
Terrence, no.
But I don't know. Other than that, things are going pretty decently. My child is finally potty trained. She boo-booed for the first time in the potty. She's been peeing, but
yay!
We drove her Miss Nika's house on Sunday and she boo-booed in the potty. So
that's an accomplishment.
Another little milestone I'm happy about.
While Terrence is over here drinking Hunter's Kool-Aid jammer.
Right? You better get your juice. He is a big boy. You better get your juice and baby tea for your drinking. All right. She doesn't want it, y'all. But that is my boy. He's okay. He did he just, he plops down sometimes. I know, right? He's kids. So, what do you ladies want to discuss tonight? What else is going on in y'all's world?
I am currently in the process of figuring a place to move. I haven't narrowed down to one place. I'm going to apply this week. So keep that in the prayer.
I forgot moving is so... You never get comfortable one spot and then you realize you got to move.
Yep.
And you... Oh my gosh. Like, just searching for places. I was like, oh my gosh. Because my apartment complex, I've lived there since I moved to Indy, which was 3 years ago. It'll be officially 3 years in September that I've would be like the 3 year mark, and I'm like, I was just like, dang, I wish I didn't have to go because I was comfortable there.
Right.
I liked it there.
But it's good to be moved out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, that's true.
And we need more space now that Terrence is walking and stuff. I'm like, we gotta move on from the one to the two bedroom.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I just look at it, okay, one step closer to a house, father. Just one step closer to a house.
They can start getting independent play.
Yeah,
right. Independent.
Yes.
So that'll be good for both of y'all.
Especially being the only child. I'm like, Hunter loves having her own room.
Yeah.
She goes in there and I'll be cooking dinner. She just up there playing. She comes down and gives me hugs and talks to me. And when she wants me to come in, I'll come in and play with her. But she loves it. So, yeah.
I'm trying to make Malik and Mahari's room more comfortable. I just ordered them a rug so they can be in there on the floor playing and stuff. So maybe if it's more comfortable and aesthetically, visually pleasing.
Y'all give me some pearl toys because she had all the toys that are sitting in a box right now.
Get them some stuff on the wall. Maybe they'll like it if I make it cozier for them.
Yeah, I want to make his room like all decorative. Like, this is your room. This is your space. You have to be up underneath mommy. I love you. I want you to love around me. But just so you know, you can't have your own space. So that way mommy can get things done. It's okay.
Right. Girl, good luck on that.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to moving out of my own space, but the process is just so tedious. Like, the good thing is I've already started going through clothes and trying to get stuff packed up. So when the time comes, we just gotta throw it in a U-Haul or a mover, however we're gonna do it and keep it going from there.
I still have classes for grad school on Thursday.
Yay!
I'm excited, but the week has just been so crazy already that it's been a little bit discouraging. But like I said, I'm not going to let it get me down. But I'm excited. The nerd in me is excited, but I'm also
the nerd in me is excited. Nerd power.
Yeah, nerd power. I need to get organized, though, because I cannot function with this organization.
Yeah, that's the other thing I'm planning to do. No, is get organized.
A few weeks ago.
Yeah, organization helps with anxiety, which is hard. Guys.
Yeah, it does, but it's hard. But it does help with anxiety once you finally do it.
Oh, wait, am I mad this week?
Y'all go first, and I'll go. I know I'm mad about something.
Besides some last week, I was mad.
Ooh, let me tell y'all why I'm mad.
Okay, go ahead, girl.
I got a couple things,
you got it, girl.
But they all kind of related.
We got you, girl. Go on and let it out.
I know, right?
Stop.
Right? Stop. So can we start with Charlottesville?
Ooh,
okay,
geez.
Good one.
And just, first of all, how, why? Well, I guess I know why. Don't know why, but I know why. And I guess I know how. But I'm just like,
Where are the police? Where is the law enforcement? If it was Black Lives Matter protesting, getting that out of hand, National Guards would have been called in. All types of reinforcements would have been called in. You know what I mean? Then we would have probably seen them people getting pellets, all types of smoke. I mean, gas bombs.
Okay, Peanut, I understand. You're going to watch it. We're going to see all kinds of things. So that kind of pissed me off. Just like the lack of urgency from the police, the fact that somebody got ran over by a car. You know, I'm just.
Lost their life.
I feel like it was so unnecessary when it could have been prevented. And I'm kind of glad at some of the backlash they received. Obviously, our president left a lot to be desired with his comments and did not really rise to the occasion.
Right.
He should have said is what came out of his mouth. But I just feel like, on one hand, it showed I was kind of sad that we're going to show where our country was with the opposition I saw from a lot of people. Was good. And so, rude to my other points why I'm mad. I feel like it's time for our white friend who has kind of been like, oh, you guys, it's not that big a deal. Racism is dying. We just let it die, blah, blah. I feel like it's time for them to start stepping up and saying something. And the reason I say this is because I had an incident at work, which I will start with a disclaimer saying, I don't know if this was a racial incident, but a coworker and I were both breaking the same rule side by side. She was breaking it prior to me breaking it, and then I came along and started breaking the rule. Manager was there the whole time. But he came out and was very verbally aggressive to me about breaking said rule. She was standing right there and said not two words to her. And wouldn't even let me get out the words, okay, but she's right here. And I'm not the type of person to argue. I'm just the type of person in the back of my mind and thinking, you know what, go ahead. I'm going to just go home and look for another job tonight. You go ahead and finish whatever you want to say to me, you know? Mm-hmm. But that was after that happened. And so it just made now I feel like I have to look at everybody with a side eye and wonder, you know, do you have this new sense of pride now that everything? And obviously the other coworker was interested in telling me, you know what I mean? So it just, I don't know. So that's why I'm mad this week is because I feel like people are getting out of pocket. Nope. And I'm like, one more reason why I'm mad.
It's all right, man. She got a bench. She got a big bag.
Because y'all know football season's coming up and college came with it. Has not been
picked up
for a team, and I just feel like where is the outrage? Where are the people standing up for? Where are the other NFL players standing up? You know what I mean? Where are the commentators?
There have been a couple NFL players standing up.
I think I have seen one or two, and Shannon Sharpe has been really vocal. But I just feel like all this man did is kneel. It's NFL players that have killed people, that's beaten their wives.
Yeah,
Mike Vick has never tried to cut his hair. This nigga's been fighting dogs, and I try not to use the N word on the podcast. That's one of our rules. But I'm using it today because y'all got me messed up. He has never tried to cut his hair, but I'm just like, where is like the backing for him? This multi-million-dollar organization, all these players that have been in the league long enough to they could take a year off because y'all are making the money where y'all can take some time off. You know what I mean? Where is the people? It just makes me mad. And I'm going to wrap it up because I don't want to go 9 minutes like Shannon Sharpe did. Yeah. When I was watching it, you know, I was like, man, you was right. But you didn't go 10 minutes. But that's why I'm mad.
And another thing to add to that, what's his name? Marshawn Lynch. Mm-hmm. He never stands for the... for the Pledge of Allegiance or National Anthem.
I don't watch football that often, so I can't even say because I'm not really a football fan. But I'm standing or kneeling, should I say.
But his coach said that it didn't bother him because he respects him as a man. So I guess it's just like your organization's personal preference.
That comes down to the owners.
Not bringing back on the team.
Because the coach ain't got no power. It comes down to the owner,
who is paying that team.
And they don't want a lawsuit. Nobody wants a lawsuit on their hands, so everybody just gonna be quiet.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but why y'all mad?
I'm
fine. It's okay to be happy.
I'm not gonna lie. I've been mad, and this goes as to why I've been trying to figure out my job situation. I get mad when you do all you can on your job and it still seems like you're the problem, although you've communicated with your supervisor, you've done everything you possibly can within your control.
Mm-hmm.
They know any all barriers you're dealing with, you know, what's been going on, and yet you still get looked at as if you're the problem. And it makes you wonder, Sorry, y'all, Terrence. We almost had it in mercy. Found an ink pen. No, you can't have that.
it makes me wonder, like, okay, are there other people in the same situation as I am? Are they being treated like this? You know, like, is this, cause, and I think, I can't help but wonder, is this because I'm black? Like, you know, like, I understand I have certain requirements and things I have to meet, but if there are things that you know are preventing me from being able to do that, and I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing, that's within my control, then I don't understand why I'm still being looked at like I'm the issue.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it has had me down, because for a while, I still didn't have me questioning, okay, should I still be in the field of social work? Although I love it so much, like,
right.
Honestly, if someone would do, can you see yourself doing anything else? Dance, that's about it, and that's because I love dancing.
Yes, girl, I love to watch Lex dance when we go out. She danced like ain't nobody watching her.
I don't just twerk, I literally dance my
Yeah, she be
life.
Dancing.
I have a natural rhythm, my mom says. I get it from my dad. But, like, I have, but it's like, I didn't dance. I can't talk. I was not able to continue dancing after high school, just with college and things that happened. I wish I would have. But honestly, like, other than that, like, social work is really my other passion. I'm not the count type person. I don't do science. And plus, that takes too daggone long for school. So it's like, I was really questioning, should I even do this anymore? But it's like, no, I don't want to let what's going on question my skill set and what I know I can do. Because everyone tells me, like, because everybody knows how much I love everybody. Like, you'd be a wonderful counselor. And, like, when 13 Reasons Why I came out, everybody was like, oh my gosh, Leslie, you would be so upset on how this went down with the counselor. everyone was hitting me up, like, oh my goodness, my kids that I work with was like, oh my goodness, Miss Alexis, what would you have done? I said, trust me, I wouldn't have done that. For anyone that hasn't seen, I'm not going to say, but just like, oh, the therapist in that 13 Reasons Why documentary. Malpractice, probably gonna get his license snatched. Matter of fact, I hope he gets it snatched. But yeah, I just
girl, don't let them get you
frustrating.
No, and just sometimes it's the place where you work has a lot to do with the quality of your work.
Yeah,
you know, I feel like I learned, I won't say the hard way, but I've only been out of college for about 3-4 years, and
But you could probably attest to this too, both of you guys. I've learned that, like, the work environment definitely plays a role in, like, your mental health, how involved you are in your work, how much you know, it affects you.
Mm-hmm. I love you at an article on my set aside where your workplace is toxic.
Because, I mean, that's my job popped up on one of the, like, not that it popped up on the list, but one of the things on the list is related to where I'm at. And I said,
I wonder.
Yeah, I mean, I work for an organization. I feel like when I first got there, I like blew it out of the water and even surprised myself with how well I did. But once I started to like settle in, you know, the whole forming, storming, norming, and reforming, after like my norming, it got to the point where it was just like, okay, I can do this job, but I don't really fit in here. I'm not even say culturally, but it was just like everybody was probably like twice my age. None of them had children, and I had a newborn. You know what I mean? So it was just like not a good fit.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like other jobs have not been in my career field, but have had younger black women have had, you know what I mean? The call center job is like, oh, I love working here because I can relate to you guys, but it's not in my career field. So it's,
yeah, it do like, be fun, but like you don't really want to be there.
Right, and that's where I get frustrated because it's not, I could go somewhere else and make more money, but it would not benefit me because I need the experience in my field.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm trying to stick it out till I go to grad school next year.
Yeah, it would be great. You know, I always tell people those type of situations, just soak up all the knowledge and soak up everything that you can take, any transferable skills or anything you can take with you. And, you know, thank you for the experience. Thank you for the opportunity. Deuces.
Yep.
Yeah, girl. I forgot what I was about to say. Dang, I hate when that happens. I just completely lost my train of thought.
Too much wine. No, I'm just kidding. Probably haven't had enough wine.
What about the jobs that you just hate going up? I remember I worked at the mall for a couple of years, and it's like it got to a point where as soon as I pulled up in the parking lot, I was just angry.
Girl, I swear you didn't want to find any reason not to go in. Like, shit.
But the thing is, like, I would work other people's shifts for them when they asked me to, but whenever I wanted somebody to work for me, everybody was busy.
I hate that.
I hate that. That's why I stop taking people's shoes all the time. Let's
say, what else do we have to
discuss?
Let's see. What motivates you?
Ooh.
For me, it's proving everybody wrong. And just like people who say, people that just tell me I can't do something, or just even think that I can't do something, or just look at me like I'm crazy when I say I want to do something. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna show you.
I agree with that.
And that is what helps me just to bounce back, just because I can do anything I put my mind to. And I've shown that a lot. So, and making my support system proud, because they help me out so much, and I don't want them to ever feel like anything they do for me and my family is in vain. So just making my loved ones proud and making myself proud. And of course my kids.
Definitely. I agree with that. I definitely agree with all the people that told you weren't going to be shit or you couldn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, the ones that just, you tell them your goals, they're just like, oh, okay.
What are you going to do with that?
Right.
Mind your business.
Right. Girl, how are you going to do that? Yeah, I would agree. That's definitely part of it. And my family is a big part of my motivation, too. I think I was the first out of the 10 grandkids on my dad's side to graduate from college, and the second out of only three on my mom's side. So it's just like, that was a lot of pressure, number one, but it still motivates me to just, like, set the example for all my little cousins now that are in high school and coming up and getting ready to start their lives and stuff. It's just like, you know, you guys can do this, and I want y'all to take it a step further and not just graduate, but do it big, you know, go in with the gold and travel abroad and all that shit.
Especially since I have kids, I really want people to see that nobody can stop you but you.
Yeah, that's true.
I want all the moms all over the world to know that you can still accomplish your dreams. That's my goal in life.
That's what I'm trying to convince myself. And I feel like, no, for real. But at the same time, I can only convince myself by actually chasing my dreams and making it happen, you know?
Yeah. You just keep pushing. I don't know. I'm just a firm believer. You keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going.
So what accomplishments are y'all most proud of so far in your life?
Right now, I'm proud of my resilience over the last year and just my growth and how I've changed my thinking. Because when bad stuff would happen to me, I used to just cry and throw pity parties. But now I've really started thinking more proactively and positively and trying to come up with action plans when things go wrong. And I'm proud of the fact that I just keep pushing. And I've done a lot this year. Paid off a car, got a house, got into grad school. My kids are doing good, so I'm just happy, like, the one person that thought I wouldn't be able to do this. Look at me now.
Right. Hopefully he listens to this podcast. Or she, whoever this person is. I don't know who they are.
We don't want to make assumptions.
Right.
Yeah. Hopefully they listen to this podcast. I think some accomplishments I'm most proud of. First is just, like, my mothering skills.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wanted to be a mom. I've always wanted a lot of kids, but I definitely was not ready when I had Hunter. I don't know. I just was still partying a lot and still very selfish and very into myself. So it makes me proud of, like, how much she adores me and how much she knows and all that kind of stuff. So I'm proud of that. I'm proud of Ladies Night. This time last year, I had just started a new job, which I'm not anymore. but I had read a roll of goal list about getting into grad school, about starting a podcast, and I still have one more project that I'm going to start this year, but we're not going to.
Oh, the babies are upset.
I know, right? It's like whenever I start talking, it's like, shut up, Lauren. It's our turn. But so I'm proud that I actually got off my ass and reached out to people and started it, and now I have new friends. I'm proud that
I actually
made new friends.
Yay!
Yeah. I hope my anxiety
Yes. Yay to kicking anxiety's ass.
I know, right?
Little bitch. Can't stand her.
Right? And I'm trying to think what else I've accomplished this year. Not a whole lot. I'm probably like 50% on my goal list that I started out with this year, which sucks, but at the same time. I'm not going to beat myself up because it is what it is.
You could be a zero.
Right, exactly. So it is what it is, and I still got next year. Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say something else, but I forgot. Go ahead,
I'm gonna say for making it through the first year of motherhood,
girl,
officially.
Ain't it a blessing?
Lord knows this first year has not been. This whole journey ain't been what I thought it would be. Like, Lord, I was not ready for Terrence. I found out that he was in the oven and didn't even know if it was a heat or not yet, but literally just was not ready. And there was a lot of times things that I was dealing with made me question. Terrence just had a goofy uh-oh, y'all. There were times, even though it was like, I knew I made the right decision, for me, as far as what I could deal with mentally in keeping him, but there was things that I was going through that sometimes would even make me sit there and question, like, did I really make the right decision for him in this case? You know, if I was financially struggling, things were tight, or at the time when me and his father, we weren't speaking and things like that, I often wondered, like, okay, did I really think this through? Or, you know, feeling embarrassed, feeling like a disappointment to my family, my parents. And, you know, at the same time, I'm trying to be a mother while at the same time take care of myself. And the fact that I have the responsibility of taking care of my mother and my grandmother on top of that is like, and then everyone will say, you're so strong and you're doing so well. And it's like, I appreciate the encouragement, but then there's times to just be like, I don't feel like I'm doing a good job because this isn't how I want to be here.
Right.
You know, I'm still having my budget still tighter. I'm still having to make pick and choose and make sacrifices. And, you know, I have, you know, things like I see like other mothers taking their kids to the beach and stuff like that. And I'm like, well, I know he's not at the age he can really appreciate, but it's like, dang, I wonder if I even won't be able to do that one day. Like, stuff like that. But all in all, God is good. We have
all in all the time, God is good.
You know, it could be a whole lot worse. We could have been homeless. We could have been
right.
Dealing with sickness. Other than the normal winter stuff, he's been healthy. He's, you know, he's a happy baby. We've managed to do a co-parenting situation, and it's been going well.
That's a blessing too, girl.
Yeah. No, please don't put that in your mouth. Now, y'all, it's the only thing I'm trying to keep stuff out of his mouth.
Man, the mouth disease is real. That's how you. I'm just,
okay.
The guy made dirt. Okay. So, I'm just saying.
So, I will say, despite all the ups and downs, I am grateful we made it through this first year. They do say the first year is the hardest because they're susceptible to everything and you don't get no sleep. I'm still not getting up. I get sleep, but I don't get.
No, you do not kiss that sleep goodbye.
Because this teething thing, I'm like, ooh,
you
Jesus.
Kiss your sleep goodbye. Oh, yeah.
If you want to get things done, you got to
forget about sleep it. Goodbye. I remember that during undergrad, just working through the night while Malik was asleep. But bedtime routine.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I feel like I have kissed my sleep goodbye, but I'm getting better at it. And more used to. Like, I ain't really, like, prayed and have to broke myself out of schedule so that I wake up earlier before I need to, like, get dressed so I can do stuff in the morning or I try to stay up later at night.
That's what I told my stepmom. I was like, I'm trying to train myself to function with less sleep because I want to have more time for myself. Yes. She was like, no, you sound crazy.
But it's like, I need it. And otherwise, I don't get it. If I don't.
I used to go to bed at 10:30.
So now you stay up
later. I stay up till midnight, and that's it.
Well, yeah, midnight's a good time. I'll say that's how I much
still
I
get stay. At least 6-7 solid hours.
Get out to the bed by 9, maybe 9:30, take a shower, and then just chill to myself or whatever. But girl, we need that time. That's how my should keep sleep.
Lex, did you watch Power?
Oh my heart! After Power, I was not ready. I'm not gonna spoil it. But oh my goodness, I was not ready. That's all I'm gonna say.
My heart,
I was not ready.
My heart.
I have no words, but I'm just.
Tariq need his ass.
That's basically where I'm at. Tariq needs his ass with even more now. He just keep doing. He just keep messing up over.
He needs
and
more
over
than an ass
over.
Like problems. That's not even enough.
He needs his ass whooped. He needs to be knocked out. He needs.
There you go.
He needs a black eye. He just need it all. He need Ghost to whoop his ass, Tommy to whoop his ass. No, Tommy can't whoop his ass because he's crazy on that stuff again. So no.
I love Tommy. I love him.
Tommy is a favorite character.
Yeah. Tommy's the one. It's like, what made you love Tommy? And then woman's like, no, Tommy.
You be like, I'm gonna cut his fucking head off.
Like, he just be like, like, so nonchalant. And then you really find out that Tommy's really a mess up.
Not me.
I love crazy white boy. I had to give
you one. They didn't make it. I'm scared of him. Oh my goodness, the power was just too much for me. Does anybody watch Game of Thrones?
I do not.
Watch what? Mm-hmm. Game of Thrones? I watched an episode with my sister and it was pretty good. It was very emotionally.
Is she on the current season? Mm-hmm. Okay, I haven't watched it since before Hunter was born, so I'm trying to get caught up.
How many seasons? I'm still in
season one. Well, it's season one. I started season one with Hunter before she was born. They're probably in season 4 or 5 now.
Oh,
she's gosh. 3. But it was a really good show from the jump. Like, we should start it together.
Yeah,
because I restarted it. I'm on episode 2.
Because I'm on episode, it kind of
piques
my
interest.
I'm usually not into that type of stuff, but it was good.
Y'all know
that
horror
was like
horror
nothing
movies.
I've ever seen.
I like horror movies and stuff like that. But Game of Thrones does not interest me. I'm like, it's too much for
It's like a soap opera, but just in medieval times with dragons and kings and lords.
See, I got Once Upon a Time for that. That's why.
But it also has a lot of sex, too.
Oh, my.
There's a lot of sex. That's why I never could really watch it, because I was with my mom, and I really did not want to watch it while she was going to be up and walking around, because some of the sex scenes, it's like, you know what I mean, midgets going in brothels and having sex with like 4 or 5 women at a time.
Midgets in brothels?
And, you know, HBO on a whole nother back, so. My mom will come out, what is this? You only watch a crazy program. This is why you in that situation.
Like, she ain't sneaking watching Camel Toe Hole 6 at the night, 2 a.m. night. Well, she may not be watching Camel Toe Hole.
I don't even know what that is. Right. I had to pause. Like,
you know the erotica porn they have on Craig and she ain't watching Camel Toe Hole, but you know all them erotica. And I actually caught my mom watching one at night. I woke up and I was like, Mom, no, she said, what's wrong? What's wrong? I said, what you watching? Nothing. Go to bed. I said, Mama, you watching something nasty. She said, go to bed. Mind your business.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting. She said, go to bed, girl.
Your mom probably sneaking and watching something late at night. I think mom's be trying to, like, put up a front. It's like, no, nah, girl, just keep it real. It's okay.
Yeah, no. Well, what are y'all playing on y'all's iPods right now?
You know what? I just saw this video. The comedian, Kev the something. He be on Facebook all the time.
I think I know who you're talking about.
He did one recently that says, that did like all like the different music you could play in your car.
Yeah.
That'd be me. Depend on the day, I might be playing NSYNC and Backstreet Boys, and then another day I'm playing trap music, and then another day I'm playing Janae and SZA.
Girl, Janae and SZA.
And then another day I'm playing all my 90s music, and then another day I just need to worship. It just depends on the day. It just depends on the day.
I mean, that's the thing. I probably listen to a lot of SZA right now. Solange's album is still in rotation every morning. I get dressed today, usually. I listen to a lot of Kodak Black and Lil Uzi on my way to work just because I be trying to get hyped up. A lot of K Camp. That's what I'm. Fetty Wap, I call that my bad bitch playlist. Because Jimmy Choo, all that gets me like in my. I'm just so pretty. I'm going to work to make tips.
Mood.
Which I don't know why I have to act like that at work, but you know, you gotta get out of it. I always listen to a lot of old school too. I have a Rosemary Pandora station, and they always play Rosemary. Aretha Franklin and all, you know, my oldies. I have it kind of tailored to what I like. I just recently started getting into the Migos album, and I like it, but it's a little concerning to me. Like, that song, Kelly Price, I was like, this is a cool song and all, with just the whole waking up with cocaine in my hair, and
this is the same woman that wrote As Fang, As We Lay, talking about having the fair.
What do you mean? What?
You don't know our song, As We Lay?
That's what you're talking about. Okay. I'm
Migos song is called Kelly Price.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought you said she's singing on it. My
no,
bad.
She, it's a song called Kelly Price. Yeah, you guys know it.
I had listened to that. I thought you said she sang.
Sing. And I, like I said, I just be like, you know, I don't have to think about all these little youth listening to it, which I don't know. I shouldn't be so judgmental. They probably are just listening and getting hyped. But at the same time,
they don't, yeah. At this age, they're not.
You know, I can't say at this age they don't know what they're talking about.
Because they know what they're talking about now.
I don't know. I enjoyed it. With my personal lifestyle. But it, I was at the same time clutching my little chest like, you know.
Well, I don't take back what I said about Kelly Price. Because I forgot she do gospel now. So I think that.
My kids
will
be under a rock.
She's
probably not, but I wish
they would wear
it.
I think my kids will like everything. I've been listening to anything, but my little sister put me onto this guy named Quops. He was on an episode of Power, where one of his songs was, and I've been listening to him.
I never heard of him. I have to look him up.
Yeah, he's got some vocals. And Janae's new song, While We're Young.
Janae, I
don't know. I
be late to the new music sometimes, and I'm mad at myself when I be late, because I gotta play catch up.
You have Apple Music?
I do.
Girl, get on it. They let you know everything you need to know. They make those playlists for you.
Yeah, they make R&B. The playlist. But
they make heartbreak playlists, yeah. Everything. Bedroom bangers.
I think what it is, I have to like sit. I think what it's like, when I'm listening to music, I want to be able to just sit and listen to it. Because like, I'll listen to something in the car, but then I'll be mad if I got to interrupt them. Like, you know, I just want to be able to sit.
Virginia, Apple Music includes the heart tab. It recommends the songs for you based on the songs that you listen to.
Yeah, like, I realize that.
Yeah, I love Apple Music. I need to get my password so I can log back in.
Calvin Harris has a new song out with Pharrell and Katy Perry and Big Sean that I love too. What's it called? Don't Be Afraid to Catch the Feels or something like that. That's probably my new theme song. I thought my theme song was Normal Girl by SZA, but then I heard that one yesterday, and I'm like, oh, this might be my new theme song, because I don't want nobody to be afraid to catch the feels.
Mine is 20-somethings and Broken Clocks. Those are like my favorite two songs ever.
I love 20-somethings. I love that album. It's really, I love that album. It's 20-somethings. I also like Drew Barrymore. Is Dove the one about not trivializing the pussy?
Yeah.
Basically. Okay, I do like that one.
Did you
I like
how she...
She explains
her songs on the Breakfast Club.
I'm ready to watch her.
Me too.
We have to recap. When she says real niggas don't deserve the P word, she means like they deserve so much more than that. Like your mind and actually getting to know you, not just for your body.
I like the line she said about Forrest Gump. Because I've seen, if you ever watch me Forrest Gump, and I do love that movie. But she makes it, she says like, basically like Forrest never begged Jenny for the P. But where the Forrest loves nowadays. Listen. Like saying Jenny didn't have to give it up for Forrest to love her. He just already loved her.
That's true.
But at the same time, Jenny wasn't no good.
But
she's right. That's the point she was making.
But yeah, and I do agree.
Jenny was messed up, but Forrest loved her for who she was. And he knew she was messed up, and he loved her in spite of that. And yeah. She didn't have to do nothing for him for her to love her. He just genuinely loved her.
And you know what's ironic about that? That's what I always say about dating white guys. I always say that I feel like white guys don't make us jump through hoops to prove that we're worthy. It's like if they see you and think you're attractive and get your number, they're going to call you and want to take you out on a date. Whereas the black guy, yeah. It's like you almost have to prove that you're worthy for him to spend his money, worthy for him to take you out on a date type shit. You know, like.
I've never had a white man approach me. Or if they did, it's like on some drunk stuff, like, oh my gosh, you're so
beautiful.
Yeah, they do that
sometimes. Like, you just want to.
Is that your real hair?
You just want to fulfill some fantasy.
I hate that too. But there's some, I don't know, there's some out there will actually go on a date or something. Maybe, I guess.
Let's hope, man.
All right. If you're into that sort of thing. Let's see. I'm trying to think what else is going on.
Where's my little?
Have you guys ever had a hoe face?
I feel like.
And I'll answer honestly too.
I'm trying to. You know what? I think I can say honestly. I don't know what it is. Maybe I don't know what happened. But
that's not a. That's a start.
I know what it is.
That's like saying what happened was.
I think I can. Well, no, I'm really like when I think about because I'm like say like. I have been sexually active. Remember how we talked about last week about there's times I've just been involuntarily celibate. I just ain't having sex. But I can obviously.
I wish I could see Lexi.
I swear, I just like this time I'm just not having sex. If I do have sex, it was like once every 3 months, like so, like quarterly, like or once every 6 months. Like I'm not, I'm so serious. That's not a lie. But this past year, since becoming a mom and finding out that everything still works the same, I have had more. I've had a little bit of a whole phase, but I'm still keeping it together. Not trying to be too much of a hoe. It's because nap is small. Y'all know nap is small. But I have been a little bit more free than in my past.
Let me tell y'all this. I was on a date with somebody. And a guy that I was talking to walked in. And I was like, hey.
I told y'all. I keep saying nap is small. People keep saying
nap is not small.
I didn't realize nap is small until I really realized how nap is small.
But anyway,
it's just someone that always knows somebody that knows somebody that knows who you're talking to.
And that's okay. It's nothing wrong with that, but I'm just saying it happens. So what happened when you were on your date and somebody you talked to walked in?
I mean, it was cool. I just, you know, everybody just played it off real cool. He was like, the guy that I was on the date with, he was like, I didn't know you knew him.
Hey, that sounds like a burn.
Oh, yeah, he's cool.
Right, we go way back.
I've
only been here for a year.
But I feel like you can always say we're friends because if you're usually cool. Like, oh, we cool, we homies. That's not a lie. You just don't know the extent of our friendship. But
right.
We are friends. We are cool. I'm this not lying to you when I tell you that.
Mind your business.
Right.
Really. Okay, so that brings to the whole face. Let's bring it back to Insecure because we all know Issa's in her whole face. She's got a quotation going on. I do the finger like she did in my whole face.
Right. It is nice. I'm not even going to go here. I'm going to say
And this is something I have like kind of struggled with because, like, how honest are you in the whole face? Like, do you, like, for example, like when I started talking about me, I let them, like, feel like so worried. You look for a relationship, I let them, like, I want a relationship, but I am keeping my options open. So let you know, I do want something serious, but I'm not going to be talking to just you, just so you know. But that means you won't know everyone who I'm talking to. And I feel like that kind of honesty is good because that's not setting you or them up for failure. So that's my, but how honest are y'all in your whole phase or when you're talking to different people, playing the field? How honest are you or how honest do you think you should be?
You know what? In the past, I probably haven't been as honest as I could have or should have been because I will a lot of times say, you know, I'm not really talking to anybody else or I'm not really entertaining anyone else, which generally I'm not, but there may be like one or two people, so technically I am, but I'm not at the same time. But I could probably be like, you know, I'm also, while I am taking this serious, I'm also viewing other options as well.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. I think in just my life in general, I have like a don't ask, don't tell type of thing.
They
like,
always
I'll
ask.
I'll tell you anything.
Always
I've never had anybody ask me though. But I mean, if they did, I guess I would be honest in saying that I'm not looking for anything too serious. But like you said, I'm taking this serious, but I'm reviewing other options. But I feel like men want you to be honest, but if that honesty is not what they want to hear, like, I don't think a man would want to hear you say, I'm reviewing other options, or I talk to more than just you, even if they're doing the same thing. It's just the double standard. Yeah. So I don't think a man would want to hear that, and I think that would make a man look at me in a certain way.
And that's where I'd be struggling, because I'd be like, okay, I know, I always talk about, I'd rather someone be honest with me and let me know up front if they don't want a relationship, talking to other people, just so I know where to put you in the mindset and I don't catch you.
Yeah.
But then it's like, if I'm not all the way honest, am I a hypocrite? Am I doing the double standard? Because like you said, what if I end up really liking the guy and it's like, man, do I tell him that I still got his friends with benefits on the side? Because technically we're not together yet. And we ain't had a conversation. But if he be like, have you had sex with anybody else? He'd be like, do I tell
him? Let me see.
Because what if he don't like the answer? But then again, it's like, if we being, we're being adults and we're also being responsible, those are some things you may want to know, because STIs and STDs are real out here, y'all. Like, you gotta be safe. And don't think just using the condom is gonna do it. You can contract through oral sex, so you gotta be careful out here.
Social worker right here.
You got to be careful out here. And it's like, you don't think about that when you're doing the dude, but then after you be like, wait, damn, I was hold on.
I did.
Well, I think it's like, if we're using a condom, I don't think about it. It's like, if you didn't get head, you'd be like, ooh, wait, I think, ooh, and the heat, ooh, wait a minute, hold on.
I didn't get it before I was celibate, but anyway, voluntarily, so you're making the choice to be celibate.
Come here, Terrence. Y'all, Terrence is sleepy. He trying to fight it. I don't know why he don't just go to sleep.
Terrence is like a little old man.
Yeah, he really do look like
him. Look at him. I know. He looks like he hurt his hip.
Honey, come here, honey.
Just come here. Tell me about your first kiss.
My first kiss?
Really? I remember mine. Well, mine, he's no longer living. His name was Rodney Woods. I was in seventh grade at Stony Brook. And he was like my first real boyfriend. And I think it was after school, he like walked me to the bus or something. And I was like so lame. I had never really done anything with a boy before. And he kissed me and stuffed his tongue in my mouth, and it was really wet. But I was like, oh my God, we kissed. And I was really happy about it. I don't know if I was happy, but I was just like, it was one of those pivotal moments. Like, I am now a teenage girl.
Right.
A boy has kissed me in front of everybody.
Green is grass.
I'm ready.
My first.
But rest in peace to Rodney, though. He was very sweet. Until he broke up with me because I was born. I wasn't a thought.
It was seventh grade, so I wasn't trying to take it too far. But go ahead, Layla.
Oh, great. You
had to get that out.
It's okay. My first kiss was a boy in Pittsburgh. My dad lives in Pittsburgh, so I would spend my entire summer with him growing up. And before high school, when I joined the dance team, my summers were filled with state fair practices. But I would go up for the 1 week we had off, 4th of July. And that would be so I could still get my time with my dad during the summer. It was this boy I met through one of my best friends up there. He was her best friend, and his name was Sean. And
shout out to him though.
Don't do that. Hopefully he ain't listening. He probably not though, cause he didn't. You know how the guys you thought were so fine back in the day, and they end up falling off when you get older. That was him. He was so fine when I met him. As we got older, we kept in touch, and then we tried dating, quote unquote, puppy love dating. It didn't last nothing. I really don't even count that as a relationship, not really, because it wasn't real. my first kiss with him, that's when I was trying to be a little fast, a little rebel, and my friend Kenya would always get us in some mess, talking about, girl, we gonna sneak here, we gonna do this, girl, because, you know, she talked to his cousin, and so it was like, okay, what she got me getting into now? So we snuck off, so we was like, oh, yeah, we're just gonna go downtown, Dad, and we went downtown to catch the bus to their side of town.
I would have never expected you as a sneaking around type.
I know.
They had us on a mission, boy.
We hopped the bus and was walking. Lord Jesus.
Got on the number 12.
I'm telling you what a girl will do for a man. I'm telling you. Oh, goodness gracious.
Ridiculous.
And that was the middle school teenage year. So I was already acting up too soon.
You ready?
Too soon.
I really don't. I'm sitting here
for
think.
Yeah,
I cannot.
A lot more happened in that first kiss, but I ain't gonna go into detail.
Well, he didn't get the full V card, but there was
There was some other firsts. That was like the first kiss turning the first makeout session.
Right, I miss making out. That was like.
Do people make out anymore that aren't like in relationships?
Ow, no, seriously? If you kiss somebody eventually, they're going to give you the D these days.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't even have a makeout no more. You right. Just, you just get right to the D.
Which is bad, because I really do miss making out.
A lot of people don't kiss that much no more, though.
Passionate nose to nose and grabbing necks and ears and all that.
You remember he'd be like, did you get the first base? Second base?
Third base? I wouldn't do another base.
I don't remember the fucking base. I wouldn't do another base. I mean, I got my first base, but I don't think I did anything else in all time.
I think it was first base was kiss, second base was like make out, third base was like fingering, and then home plate was you actually got the draws.
Crazy.
Baby T's getting sleepy. Should we wrap it up, y'all?
Yeah, that's all right. You'll be fine. Really fast. But follow us on Twitter at LadiesNightPC. Instagram, Facebook, all that same stuff. Again, guys, please write us and let us know what comments you have or any topics or questions or crazy stories, anything you want to advise on that you think would be helpful. Please just, you know, write us and let us know. Nika's going to end us out with a
I think I have two. And these are both by Alex L. from her book Words from a Wanderer. You can get it on Amazon. The first one is, there's a blessing in every breath you take, even when it feels difficult to breathe. You have yet to suffocate. Commend yourself for your endurance. Even when the air is thick, keep breathing, keep loving, keep going. And the second one is, like the flowers in the spring, you will always come back to life. No matter the struggle, you'll find a way to make it. You'll find a way to make it through. Enjoy the journey and count your blessings. And that is from Alex L., Words of a Wanderer.
So, good words. So, enjoy the journey, count your blessings.
Keep breathing, keep going. Just look back on what you've come through. Find strength in your struggle and in your past, and just keep it moving, keep pushing.
I like very much so.
And keep listening to Ladies Night. And keep drinking wine. Keep drinking wine too. That actually helps as well.
And keep telling your friends.
But don't build a codependency.
Keep up on the Instagram and Facebook. And we still waiting for y'all letters and y'all questions and feedback and comments. You single dads out there. Y'all can give us some commentary too.
Phone number.
The corn tattoo is wine.
You know, the Lord is going to step down for her. All right.
All right. This is the Ladies Nights podcast. The baby's got to go to sleep, so we are out. Bye, everybody.
Bye.